Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. 10th International Yoga Day celebrated across the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls yoga a great tool for self-improvement. Center imposes stock limits on Toor Chana and Kabuli Chana to improve affordability of pulses for consumers. Delhi High Court reserves order on ED's plea against Arvind Kejriwal's bail granted by a trial court. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrives in New Delhi on a two-day visit. And in Super 8 clashes of T20 Cricket World Cup, the match between England and South Africa is underway at St. Lucia. And now the news in detail. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Center, SKICC, in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. The Prime Minister called yoga a great tool for self-improvement.
Yoga केवल एक विद्या नहीं है, बल्कि एक विज्ञान भी है। मानव मस्तिष्क के लिए एक विषय पर फोकस कर पाना एक बड़ी चुनौती साबित हो रहा है। इसका भी निदान हमें योग से मिलता है। एकाग्रता मानव मन की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है। योग ध्यान के जरिए हमारा ये सामर्थ्य भी निखरता है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations at Gotila Garden in Ahmedabad today. Addressing the yoga enthusiasts on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hoisted the flag of Indian culture and Indian knowledge all over the world in the form of International Yoga Day.
हमारा शारीरिक सामर्थ्य, मन की शांति और कल्पनाओं का विस्तार, चेतना शक्ति का केंद्रीकरण और समग्र देश की सामूहिक ऊर्जा की जागृति के लिए योग से बड़ी कोई बात हो नहीं सकती। मोदी जी ने योग दिन की भेंट विश्व को देकर समग्र विश्व में भारतीय संस्कृति और भारतीय ज्ञान का झंडा फहराने का काम किया है।
In West Bengal, Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose led a yoga session at Raj Bhavan. Various units of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and other central government offices also celebrated the International Yoga Day in Kolkata and other parts of the state. In Bangladesh, the High Commission of India organized a grand yoga event at the Shaheed Sohrawardi Indoor Stadium, Mirpur in Dhaka on the occasion of International Yoga Day. In the UAE, residents embraced wellness with over 150 people participating in the International Day of Yoga celebrations held at Dusit Thani, Dubai, organized by the Art of Living Foundation. In Sri Lanka, International Day of Yoga is being observed at the historic Gal Fort. The Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the celebrations at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Gal. About 10,000 people from different countries performed yoga at the iconic Times Square in New York City. The Consulate General of India in New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, organized a day-long celebration in which people showcased high enthusiasm for yoga. The government has imposed stock limits on pulses Toor Chana, including Kabuli Chana. The move has been taken to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation and also to improve affordability of pulses for the consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution issued an order in this regard, which is applicable to wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers, millers and importers. As per the order, the stock limit applicable for the wholesalers is 200 metric tons, 5 metric tons for retailers, 5 metric tons at retail outlet and 200 metric tons at depot for big chain retailers. The stock limit will be applicable till 30th September 2024. Union Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated 30 smart schools run by Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation in his Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency at Naranpura in Ahmedabad today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that nearly 30,000 children will get direct benefits of the new education policy through these schools. The minister also reiterated the center's commitment to provide skill and technology-based education under the new education policy. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticized Congress for raising objections on the selection of pro tem speaker Bhartuhari Mahtab. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju said Congress has created an issue about the pro tem speaker. He said the post of pro tem speaker is temporary and the role is only limited till the election of the new speaker. Mr. Rijiju said Bhartuhari Mahtab has been a member of the Lok Sabha for 7 consecutive terms without a break, and at this time he is the longest serving member. Earlier, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh had objected to the government's decision to appoint Bhartuhari Mahtab as a pro tem speaker. He said the senior most MPs in the 18th Lok Sabha are Kodikunil Suresh of Congress and Virendra Kumar of the BJP. He said Virendra Kumar is now a union minister, and hence it was expected that Kodikunil Suresh would be the speaker pro tem. The Delhi High Court today reserved its order on an Enforcement Directorate ED plea to stay the trial court's order granting bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The court stayed AAP Chief's bail till the final order is pronounced. The High Court asked the counsel to file the written submissions by Monday. The ED, in its petition, said yesterday's order granting regular bail to Kejriwal was passed without granting it an adequate opportunity for hearing. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain passed the order while issuing notice on the petition filed by the ED. The court said it was reserving the matter for a detailed order which will be pronounced in 2 to 3 days. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina today arrived in New Delhi on a 2-day visit to India. This is the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in the country. On the first day of her visit today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with Sheikh Hasina this evening. After the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said Ms. Hasina's visit to India underlines close and abiding ties between the two nations. He appreciated her guidance on the further development of the special partnership. A report.
Bangladesh is a key component of India's neighborhood first policy, and the bilateral relations between the two nations have touched new heights in recent years. The two countries have cooperation in the areas including trade, commerce, security, energy, science and technology, and defense. This visit is expected to further strengthen the ties between the two nations. Tomorrow, the Bangladesh Prime Minister will hold a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and agreements between the two countries will be exchanged in different fields. She will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. A ceremonial reception will also be accorded to Sheikh Hasina at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. With Divakar, Durgesh Padoria, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of External Affairs today said that India and Bangladesh are committed to deepening and strengthening their special ties. Briefing the media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said that both sides have lots of expectations as the relationship is so friendly between the two nations. On the state visit of Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to India, Mr. Jaiswal said that agreements and MOUs will be signed between the two nations tomorrow.
The state visit will commence today. It's a very important visit for us. The first state visit from the neighboring countries. Both sides have a lot of expectation because the relationship is such, so special and so friendly. Tomorrow you'll get more details of all the things that are there in the offing, the discussions, the MOUs, the agreements, all that will be signed. But both sides are committed to deepen this and strengthen this very special partnership that we have with Bangladesh.
On the issue of the deaths of the Hajj pilgrims, the MEA spokesperson said that 98 Indian pilgrims have lost their lives in Hajj this year. He said the Indian mission in Jeddah is providing assistance to the pilgrims.
This year we have 175,000 Indians who have already visited Hajj, and so far we've lost 98 of our citizens. These deaths have happened on account of natural causes, chronic illness, as also old age. Jo hamara Hajj mission Jeddah mein hai, wo bade paimane pe kaam karta hai. Wahan par medical mission hai, hospital hai, ambulances hai, aur jo sari vyavastha hai hamare logon ko dekhrekh ke liye, aur jo bhi wahan par kuch is prakar ka hadsa hota hai, hum turant unke parivarjanon se milte hain aur jo bhi karyawahi ki
Speaking about Khalistani activities in Canada, the MEA spokesperson said that Khalistani activities are a matter of serious concern for India. He said India has been repeatedly calling upon the government of Canada to take action. The Union Health Ministry today released a document about health services for Hajj pilgrims. Health Secretary Apoorv Chandra, while releasing the document titled Medical Care Arrangements for Hajj Pilgrimage, said the document entails comprehensive health care planning for the Indian Hajj pilgrims in Saudi Arabia. He informed that medical teams also visited the pilgrims. Akashvani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashvani News's prominent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashvani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of unwavering commitment, Akashvani News, to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances. The curtain closer ceremony of the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, is underway in Mumbai. Maharashtra's Culture Affairs Minister Sudhir Munganttiwar was present as chief guest. Shekhar Suman, Emi Barua, Chaya Kadam and other celebrities are present. Indian documentary The Golden Thread has been awarded as the best documentary in the international category with Golden Conch Award in the closing ceremony. In the special category of India in Amritkal, director Edmund Ranson was conferred with the Best Short Film Award for Life in Loom. Moving on to sports, in T20 Men's World Cup, the Super 8 match between defending champions England and South Africa is underway at Grove Islet in St. Lucia. Put into bat first, South Africa were 113 for 4 in 14.4 overs when reports last came in. England's captain Jos Buttler won the toss and chose to field. Both the teams have reached here unbeaten, while in T20 World Cups they've faced each other six times, in which Proteas emerged victorious in four matches and England have won two contests. In other Super 8 fixtures slated for Friday, co-hosts West Indies and the US will be up against each other in Bridgetown. The match will begin at 6 a.m. India time tomorrow morning. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa in the next 5 days. According to the IMD, southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of Maharashtra, remaining parts of Vidarbha, some parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Jharkhand and Gangetic West Bengal. The IMD said that a cyclonic circulation lies over northeast Assam and the neighbourhood. Meanwhile, rain lashed parts of Delhi today, bringing the much-needed respite to people from the scorching heat. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 10th International Yoga Day celebrated across the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls yoga a great tool for self-improvement. Centre imposes stock limits on Toor, Chana and Kabuli Chana to improve affordability of pulses for consumers. Delhi High Court reserves order on ED's plea against Arvind Kejriwal's bail granted by a trial court. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina arrives in New Delhi on a two-day visit. And in Super 8 clashes of T20 Cricket World Cup, match between England and South Africa underway at St. Lucia. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.